Almost a week has passed since the strikes and mass protests called by the opposition in Zimbabwe. The government and media outlets controlled by the government say the protests did not achieve anything, but the opposition considers them very successful. For the government media, the opposition called protests were a big failure. The stories that they have been running invariably describe them as a flop. The opposition movement for democratic change, however, sees the action as a major victory. Paul Temba Nyati is the party's spokesperson.
It is the first time in the history of struggles for human rights that a political party succeeds in shutting down the country for 5 days. It's not just about shutting down the country for 5 days that we feel was a measure of victory. It is the confidence that that sort of thing gave the people of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Banyati said that the so-called final push, as his party called last week's action, was meant to be part of a process to force President Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party to the negotiating table. And he said there's been a reaction from ZANU-PF.
I can tell you that we are receiving approaches from ZANU-PF for serious talks, and my view is that they must stay away. The final push contributed immensely to that.
Mr. Nyati, however, was unwilling to give any details about talks between ZANU-PF and the Movement for Democratic Change about resolving Zimbabwe's political impasse. The MDC spokesman also acknowledged that there are different views within his party, but he denied that there are any rifts.
There are always rich and robust debates within the MDC about any action. There are always different views, but at the end of it, there is always consensus about the way forward.
Speaking of the arrest of the MDC leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, Mr. Nyati described it as an attempt by government to get his party to react, but he said the Movement for Democratic Change will not be provoked. He said it will take action at a time of its own choosing. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.